Okay, so again, let's take the story again. So again, so you have this baseless story where Gidl was trying to buy a land, and Rav Abba ended up buying it from under him. So Rav Gidl complained. He complained to all the Gdolim. It ended up when they finally confronted him. They confronted Rav Gidl and Rav Abba, and they said, "Ani mahabech becharara ubaachar v'not lahem anamai." He says, "If an ani is trying to pick up a cake, and you someone else comes and takes it from under him, what's the din?" So he says, "I'm a Nikarasha." He says, "Is it Russia?" So he says, "I." So why do you do it? He says, "I didn't realize." In the rest of the story, okay, fine. But so that's the punchline, though. The case is, it says, if an ani is trying to pick up a cake and you go and someone else goes and takes it from him, then he's a Russia. Okay, so Rashi. So Rashi learns the case is a mechaze achal rehel lezakos bum in a hefker. So if an ani is trying to pick up a cake to get it from hefker, he's trying to seek it out. Oshi nenalo balabayas, or he's trying to convince the balabayas to give it to him, and then you go and pick it up instead, or you go and get the balabayas to give it to you. Nikra Rasha. So why are you a Rasha? She yored l'chaya chavera, because you're going down into his chayim. This is really like his earnings. It's coming to him, right? He's gonna get it, and you're going and undercutting him. So you're taking from his like chias, his parnasa. Okay, so it's Russia, it's rishos. So apparently not allowed to do it. I mean, it doesn't just mean it's Russia. It presumably means it's also. Okay, so Tosus says Tosus doesn't like it. Tosus says he doesn't like saying that it's hefker. V'kashim held the tana shleim ochsim. Ra'as a metzia. So if you see a metzia, v'nafa lo aleha. And basically, let's say you see a mitzia, and you like lean on top of it, or you like spread out on top of it. Uba'ach of a nutla, and another guy comes while you're like going on top of it and pulls it out from under you, are you shalom? So the second guy gets it, because the first guy never made a kenyan. He's just trying to cover it, but that's not a kenyan of covering it. So the other guy can take it. V'chein ad kamrasa, misha likate miktas ha'peya, upir chaliso aleha, mavirna zoimena. So if you take a little bit of the peah and you put your talus over it, you can take it from under him. He's trying to get this stuff, and you see you have a right to just take it from under him. All right?
I know those are the same cases. Why is that a kasha?
Because you see, Ani's about to take this stuff.
Why do you know that case was an Ani?
It's peah.
Oh, right.
It's peah. The first one isn't necessarily an Ani, and that's a good question why he's asking from there. But it's a good question. I mean, maybe Tosus is learning some nice dafka and ani. I'm not sure. Okay, it says Omer Rabbeinu Tam. So what then is the case? Right. So how does Rabbeinu Tam say? So Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the iser de mahapech de nakar hacha lo shayach el dafka kisherot zani laharviach beschiros. So look no stavar echad dechir makde mekona. So he says, rather, Rabbeinu Tam learns it's only talking about a case where the ani wants to make profit by renting this thing or by using this thing, or he wants to buy something, and you go along and buy it instead of him. You have a dumya derav gedol. It's like by the case of gedol that you buy the field. He wanted to buy it, and you buy it. Mishemalchi kamen dekarasha kilom v'chazer also shtarach v'chavero yelch v'sagim makom acher. Sometimes if one guy is putting in all kinds of involvement of time and energy in order to get a certain field, and he's in the middle of about to close the deal, and then you go and you close the deal instead of him. So he says, that's rishus, because you go and get a different field. What do you have? Do you have to get this field? There's a lot of fields out there. So it's like this guy is already putting in his energies into this one, or Gidl's really trying to get this house. And then what do you have to come and get it instead of him? Avlim ha'isachor the hefker. But if the charor is hafker, if there's something there hafker, like a esar, there's no esar shem lo zacha b'zos leim zacharas. Because if there's just a thing of hafker out there, so what are you going to do? If you don't pick this up, you're not going to get it elsewhere. So a thing of hafker is basically free for the taking. And it's not like you could have gotten it elsewhere. It's free. There's no free stuff just hanging around. So this is a free thing. So free things are first come, first serve. But if it's, again, you're going to buy it, so there are a lot of things out there to buy. You can always buy something. So this guy is already eyeing going after this one, this thing. So now why are you going to buy this? Buy a different one.
I don't understand that, though, because...
What's he saying here? He's a Rasha, because the guy is wrong. I mean, I don't know, the question is, halachic, or just saying it's wrong. it's reshus. Because the thing is, I can see arguing that it's reshus. Because here the guy is tarayah for the thing. He's negotiating, putting all his time and energy into the thing. And you just say, look, I want this one. What do you mean you want this one? And you'll say, he wants that one? Yeah, he wants this one. It takes a lot of energy to close the deal. And he basically is already putting all this energy. And by you buying it, you're making all of his work for naught. And then he has to go and find another one. And you have to involve, you have to basically go through all that energy anyway. So you can do it on this one or you can do it on a different one. So by doing it to this one, you're basically causing that other guy a big tircha, a big loss of time and energy. And if for you, you could have equally done it on a different one. So what's this? So what is it? You just want to slight that other guy? So you'll say, maybe you'll say, look, I have a psychological predilection for that. Look, that's if you have a real argument why it's better, then fine. But presumably saying is where they're equal things. So it's not like this is a better deal. It's saying just a matter of, look, you can buy this house, you can buy that house next door. So you're just going after the one that this guy's involved in, because why? Because you want to bother him? So that's reshus. So that's not right.
What is the case? Is there another thing equally viable?
Yes. I mean, that's what Tosa's saying, is that Tosa's whole argument against Rashi is that if there is nothing else out there, let's say it's Hefker. So it's Hefker, look, I need this one. This is Hefker. This is free. There's no other free ones out there. Or presumably you do the same argument that, look, if this thing is half the price of all the other ones out there, so then I have a good reason why I'm going for this one. This is the one that I have the deal on, and the other ones don't have that kind of deal. So presumably the same thing. Ratos will argue again. That's Tosa's argument against Rashi, is that if it's saying is that I have a deal and I'm going to make money on this thing, so well, who said I'm a Rasha if I go out and get a good deal for myself? Why? Because he was going for it first? Look, this is business. Businesses is that he's going for it, but I see a deal here and I'm going to undercut it. I'm going to make a better deal. I'm going to get it. So what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. That's business. You know, you don't like it, then go to don't be involved in business. You know, but if Tosa's arguing, but if there's really nothing to gain and you're just standing nothing to gain, it's just annoying the other guy and causing the other guy tsar. So that's reshus. Because now what are you doing? Now there's no, you're just trying to be bothered the other guy. That, you know, that he holds is wrong.
You still have the second question.
I don't know if this is like he's saying it's halacha gesser. I mean, I'm not sure.
Even though...
It doesn't seem, it's a good point, David. It doesn't seem like Rinatan's playing up the fact that he's poor or not.
But that seems to be like an essential part from the...
I'm saying, if you learn it's not only an ani, according to Tosos, it's just Stamakay's regular guy. So why, you know, because you see his question he asks from him, is the first question isn't even by an ani, it's just by a funny amitsia. And he doesn't say, it's chavera, the argument, eventually the argument has nothing to do with whether he's an ani or an ashir. Just, even if they're both ashirim, it's just not right. But it could be it's called ani because it's pointing out that the other guy is in need. The guy who basically has put all his energy into the thing, he's like an ani visa. He can't just go. He needs this field. He put in all his energy into this thing and he needs it. But you're an ashu. You could go to here, you go to there, you go all different. Like an ani doesn't have options. He needs this thing. It doesn't mean he really needs it, but it means like based upon the circumstances, he is in need of this field and you are not. Since he already has all, he's all invested in it, so he has a need for it. So now you're going, and you could basically go to anything. So it's like you take advantage of the guy. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not positive about that, but I mean, it could be because I don't see in Tosus making significance about the fact that he's an ani. It doesn't seem like he's even just call money, but I mean, then he says chavero, and you know, and his argument doesn't do with ani. Yes. I mean, Rashi could argue he says yore l'chaya chavero. It's like the other guy's power livelihood. You know, so you could argue, so that a guy has a livelihood and he needs his stuff, so now you're going and taking from his livelihood. But Tosa is saying, I don't care, his livelihood, big deal. Bottom line is, look, I'm my own person, I have a right to make a living also, and no one cares, look, it's Hefker. So why do I have to lose 50 bucks? Because he's going for it. Look, but now I'm going for it. First come, first serve. Right, that's Tosa's kasha on Rashi. I mean, Tosa does say, the iser de mahapech to nakar hacha lo shayach al dafka. Sounds like he's learning it's an iser. I mean, it's a good question. I mean, but he says, all right, he says, but if it's Hefker, like a Isser, I mean, it seems like those are talking about it as Isser. But, I mean, yeah. Isser, you could argue Isser is like a Midas, it's Asser, it's wrong. I don't know if Isser is like, and the Rambam says Isser is different than if those are saying Isser.
Right, same thing with the Gemara's Rabbeinu Tam.
Like in terms of that cult.
You understand the Rambam is Allah safer, so if he says Asser, it means Asser. I mean, if those things Asser, it could mean the Gemara's saying it's a Rasha, so of course Asser would be a Rasha.
Right.
But it doesn't mean it's like an Isser, like you're violating a technical Tzura Sa Isser.
Is that true? Is that going to be true in general in a parish as opposed to Halacha Sefer?
I think so. I mean, Halacha Sefer is teaching Halacha, so I mean, it's Isser. But here, just saying, is it's a different kind of... It means Isser. It means, of course, you're not allowed to be a Rasha. It's definitely Isser. You can't be a Rasha. And it's like, after qualifying. So, I mean, it could be, I mean, I'm not sure, but I mean, I'm just suggesting that it's not a real answer. I guess the question is on Rashi, right? The question is on Rashi. That why is he, according to Rashi, it's not talking about where the other guy is. It's about Hefker. So basically, if there's like a thing which is Hefker, and an Ani is like walking towards it, and he's about to pick it up, and you go and take it, because you want something for free. Why not? So then you're Rasha. Why? Because you're Yorid L'chai Chavera. Because you're going down to his Parnasa. So Kosh says, yeah, but so what do you mean? But the bottom line is, why can't I make money? So he's an Ani. Okay, fine, he's an Ani, so I'll give him the staka later. I mean, this is a free for the taking. So that's first come, first serve. But it's because he's what? Because he's walking towards it and looking at it. So now that's it. Now he, Now he can't take it. Why not? What does it even mean? Yored l'chai chaveri. You're going down into his parnasa. It's not his. It's not his yet.
It's not his.
What does that mean? It's not his. I mean, Hefker or whatever, but I mean, he didn't get it yet. It's not like he got it. I'm taking it from him. It makes
that's
it like
exactly
it's like you're taking it from him.
That's the problem.
Say the point together. It could be according to Tosafot, it's an Isser. It could be some Sugya Zenos El Chaser. Because this guy is an Ana to get this field. He already put all his time and effort. And you would give it up. You know, Zenos El Chaser. So you let him have it. So what are you doing? You just want to stop his meat? This is don't. You just want to give him a hard time? You just want to cause him a loss? And there's no skin off your back. You just go to a different field. So anyway, that's an Isser. But that's the Sugya. It could be the Sugya there, Zenos El Chaser. It's not exactly the same thing, but it seems like it partakes of that Allah. Amida, for sure. But according to Rashi, it's not. I mean, you're really going to lose money here. So why do you have to take it? So maybe Pshat is like this, is that according to Tosavos, there's a general halacha of a chayach l'chayimah. You have to mechayah and ani. Right?
What's the one?
Chayach l'chayimah, you have to be mechayah, you have to support an ani. Okay, so the mitzvah, you have to support an ani. Staka. Okay? So give him his livelihood. So what does that mean? Yeah. So what does that mean? So in general, does it mean that I have to just go over and give him money at any given time? Like, it doesn't take on a specific chiyuv. And the chiyuv is like loose in a certain sense. I mean, I guess if he asks me, I can't turn him down. Or the tzibur is chayiv in general to make sure he has his panos taken care of. But it doesn't mean I have to necessarily give any ani at any given moment and give him his panos. But according to Tosafot holds is that if you have an ani who's basically he's pursuing a particular path of chiyas, particular parnasa, particular whatever, so that generates a chiyav to let him have it. Whereas it's like it gives the generic idea of the mechaya and ani, it gives it a specific form, because the generic idea is like, generically, I have to make sure he gets chiyas, but there's no particulars on it. It's just an overarching idea that I have to support the ani. But now that he is involved in a particular pursuit, so it's like locked in on a particular. And now, it generates a chiyav of a chayachichayimach is that it's like the tzibor has to let him get it. That is how I'm chayim. How I'm chayim is to it's basically once he's pursuing it to let him have it, and it's already his. That's why I said Yor l'chay chavera. Aye, it's not his yet. No, but since the chiyav of a chayach chayimach renders it functionally, it's like it's his
to you, like it's his.
Yeah, right. To you, like it's his. He wasn't koneh it yet, but the mitzvah of tztaka, which takes on a specific tzura, the fact that his pursuit of it and his involvement in his chiyas, when you have a chiyav to ensure his chiyas, is mechayiv you to let him pursue this avenue of chiyas. And if you don't, if you get an interfere, it's like you're yored l'chay chavera. You're interfering with his chiyas, and that's the rishos.
It's like the inverse of not giving him.
You're right, exactly. Right, it's like exactly like when he asks you, so now you can't not give him because that's denying the things. That's what takes on that creates the tzura, gives the generic chiyav of a tzura, gives it a concrete expression. So the Tosus holds, and this is Machlokas Rashi and Tosus. Rashi doesn't hold to this, but Tosus holds is that his pursuit of chiyas, the particular pursuit of a particular vehicle of chiyas,
engenders a particular chiyuv, it's a chiyuv of v'chei chiyuv imach. And once that chiyuv exists, for me to get in the way of that is like a bittel. It's like a bittel of tzedaka. It's like a bittel of chiyas. Yoril chayachver, and that's the Rishos. You know how to do that. That's Tosus. Rashi doesn't hold by it. That's Rashi. Tosus holds, and the Tosus doesn't hold that. Tosus says, look, it's shrei v'chiyuv tzedaka. So fine. I really like that, so I'll give him money. I'll give him money tomorrow, I'll give him money, whatever.
There's no way more for the chiyuv according
to you. Right, he holds. Tosus doesn't buy that the chiyuv of tzedaka takes on this particular tzura under these circumstances. He holds, he doesn't hold that structure. He holds that, look, there's a chiyuv of tzedaka, fine. And that's true that if he asks me, I'm going to have to give him. And it's true, it'd be nice, it's nice for me to let him or whatever. But I mean, it's a general idea. It doesn't take on, it doesn't lock in on a specific mechayev. It doesn't say, this is his. This is business. Business is business. So in business, I have a right to do business, and I have a right to make a parnasa. Now, I, there's none here, look. So he's doing business, I'll do business. There's two guys doing business. I, he's none here, and I have a chiyuv to do tzedakah, fine. I'll give him tzedakah. I'll give him tzedakah later. I'll give him tzedakah. Let's see, we'll give him tzedakah. It doesn't interfere. The din of chiyuv chayimach doesn't present itself in the world of business and forces a tzura of chiyuv chayimach. I mean, that's Rashi is being mechadish that it does. I mean, Tosus says, well, whoever heard such a thing? I mean, that's a big chiddush Rashi. Where's he getting that from? As a quince of Rashi, it's like you always have a chiyuv to support nani. Okay, but so does that mean I just have to go along all day long and just give any him stuff? So it doesn't. There's no. No, because I mean, you could do that to a million aniyim, and there's no halacha that every single aniyim have to always go around to and always start giving out stuff to aniyim. There's nothing which fixes the chiyuv. Okay, the chiyuv is just an overarching chiyuv of chiyuv chayimah, and you need a circumstance to bring it into play to activate it. So, but Rashi holds that, but there is an overarching chiyuv of mechay aniyim. So now, according to Tosfos Rashi. Since this is a situation of an ani who's in need of chiyas, and here is a situation of his chiyas which is presenting itself, and he is pursuing that chiyas, so the chiyav of Klal Yisrael to be mechayahem takes on a particular tzura in letting him get his chiyas. Because that's basically it's like, and to stop him is like you're denying the chiyav. It would be feeling the negative. It's like, if I would stop him from doing it, I'd be denying my responsibility of being Mechayim. So it's generally the reason why I don't have to go along and just go to random Aniyim is because, look, I don't have to go find the Aniyim. But so far as there's an Ani who's involved in Chiyas, and I have a responsibility of a Chayimach, and here he is doing that, so for me to take it, I'd be undermining the Chiyah. I'd be saying is, oh, it's not like I don't have a responsibility of being Mechayim. So look, if I don't give him stash, he said, look, I don't have to give him. But here, like, I'm contradicting his involvement in Chiyas and my responsibility to him to be Mechayim. It's like I'm taking away his money. It's like I'm going to contradict him. Going Yor L'Chai Chavera. It would be like taking his parnasa. So this is his parnasa because of the fact that Chai Yisrael is a chiyuv to be Mechayim. So that involves, you can't say, well, I'll be Mechayim, but when he's involved in his own chiyas, we'll stop him. That's a contradiction. I mean, so it means that we have a responsibility to his chiyas. So it takes on a concrete form when a situation of that presents itself. You know what I mean? But that's, again, it's a chiddush. I mean, there's a sense to it, but halachically it's a chiddush. Right? Tosfos is going to say that doesn't generate halachic chiyav. So now it's just a matter of there's an overarching idea of b'mechay anani, fine, so b'mechay anani. Doesn't mean that in this moment I have to take a loss because I want b'mechay anani. So he doesn't, that's what I guess he's saying, is where do you see such a thing? Where do you see this halacha like this? I guess yes, in the cases of b'mechay, you know. In these cases, is that where do you see it? You need sources for this thing. I mean, you're just making this thing up. I mean, he quotes the cases. I don't see his case. One question he asks is by an ani, but the case of Peah, I guess, is an ani. But there are other aniyim. It could be that's what the answer will be. Is there are two aniyim trying to get Peah. So if two aniyim trying to get Peah, then it could be it's not going to exist because I'm also an ani. So what do you say? That I have to be Mechayim, he has to be Mechayim, we have to be Mechayim each other.
Right.
So then, you know, it could be the answer is that's not a case. See, Tosfos isn't learning it's B'dafka an ani, but I mean, But if he learns the Daf Ganani, it's because of the Klaisel Tchiv to Mechayim. So that's going to be by Rayar's Nani. So it says you're getting involved with an Ani. But I don't know if it's one Ani has to back off to let the other Ani come in. Even though an Ani has to give it staka, but I don't know, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
So that's what he will answer. So is but I mean, still, Tosa's saying is, where do you see, you don't see this? And where does this come from? I mean, Tosa is asking kashas, but there's no, that's what Tosa will say, is you're just positing this this construct without a raya. Ah, you'll say this case, on habich of harara, yeah, that's a different case. That's the case of where it's not a matter of chiyah, so you're just not gaining anything. So there, of course, that's not stuck. That just stand on me. This is dumb. I'm just gonna stand and torture the guy. That, of course, I can't do. Yeah. The point is about what we mentioned yesterday. It's just from the other Gemara. There's the question about it's simin ra to sell. It's bad simin to sell your first field that you buy. Right. So he says that Gedol Rabba tend to take Gedol's field. He says I didn't realize that Gedol was pursuing it. So he said, fine, so then sell this and give it to him now. So he says, no, I can't, because this is the first field that I bought, and it's a bad simon.
He said sell it to him.
Sell it to him, right. He said, sell it to him now. So he says, no, I can't, because it's a bad simon to sell the first field that you buy.
Ever?
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, you can't, so it's not a good simon to do that, so you didn't want to, so you couldn't sell. So he says, so give it to him as a gift. So he says, okay, fine, I don't know. So he said, I'll give it to him as a gift. Apparently that's not a bad simon. So he says, Gidl didn't want to take it, because son of Matanus Yechia. So basically, no one was willing to use it. So no one used the field, turns out. It got stuck. Gidl wouldn't use it because he held it. Rava wouldn't use it because he held it was wrong. He got it in a wrong means and he didn't want to use it. And Gidl didn't want to use it because he didn't want to take it. Matana, so basically, the Talmidim used it. It became like a field for the Talmidim. Yeah. So we're just saying, what's the idea of not selling your first field? So, I mean, I was thinking of David thing. I think they go together. But I was thinking it means, like, psychologically, person's getting into business. So the big thing in business is your is a person's confidence, psychologically. Is his own you know, his confidence is a big part. If you're dealing with other people in negotiations and going after the right deal and putting your energy into the deal, and there's a certain sense of a certain confidence in your ability to succeed. And if your first deal flops, like if you sell, if you buy a thing and then you have to sell it, so that's not what you want to do. I mean, it doesn't have to mean you sell it at a profit and flip it. I mean, it's talking about you buy it and then you have to just.
It wouldn't,
you
know, be talking about that for
you. No, I don't think it's talking about ton, because that is the business and you're flipping it and making a profit. It must be talking about where basically you sell it, like David was saying, you sell it, you're forced to sell it by the bank or whatever, you know? So it's basically selling the thing where you didn't want to sell it, it's just that you couldn't make a profit on it, so you had to sell it. So it's just, that's basically like a failure. So he says that's Loma Samna Milsim. Psychologically, that affects a guy. The future of his parnasa could be harmed by that initial, your first going out is certain, like, hovea, like your psychological framework.
What value is that advice if you have to do it?
Now, one second. Now, if you give it as a matan, I feel it doesn't do that.
Right, because it's voluntary.
Yeah, it's voluntary, but also it's a different type of a thing. Matana, like selling it is basically like you're getting out because you have to get your money out, you know. So a gift is the money. So you're giving a gift. That's just the nature of the thing. Is it's not the action of the failed business deal. If you don't fail business deal, they don't give it as a gift. That's not. Now the question is now.
Here's a question on that.
So apparently now what's interesting is that why don't you say, look, if he would sell it here, it wouldn't be because he's losing. It would be because of Rabbi Abba, because of Gidl, and it was wrong, and it's a philosophical decision. So it's not like he's selling out because he can't make a profit on the thing. Yeah? That's what I say. It's a psychological thing. See, if you're looking at it as a rational thing, then you're right. That's a good taina. It's just philosophical. You're doing it for philosophical reasons, not monetary reasons. But it's a psychological thing, which means is your first deal is like you're getting your feet wet. And your first deal, if you buy it, you have all these fantasies tied up in this first deal, you got it, and then you have to sell it. Even it's a very nice excuse. No, I sell it because of Gidl and whatever. But bottom line, psychologically, it affects your confidence. It affects, and that could jeopardize your business, your business for the future. And apparently, hell, he wasn't willing to do that. I really ever wanted it. But it was a mistake. Look, I didn't do it on purpose, and this is Rabbi Gidl wanted, but I didn't do it on purpose. And I'm a chiv to jeopardize my career because of this thing. Apparently, it's interesting. I mean, you don't say, "I mean, see this. Look, just do it." I mean, look. If you say that it's a bad, it's going to hurt him. So you're not mechuyev to help the other guy out, even though it was based upon a false thing. Look, it was a mistake. I didn't know about it. So I'm not mechuyev to just harm myself because of that. And David mentioned also, it could be it goes well with it together. It's like in terms of the your other people also, your reputation. Your reputation, it looks bad. Not only is it a bad simon for you psychologically, it's a bad simon. Other people look at you as your first deal fell through. You know, so there's a certain setting there. Basically, they're both go together. It's like the first deal is a meaning in the world of business is meaningful. And it's meaningful to you and it's meaningful to others. And if they know your first deal fell through, then they're not, I mean, you have to get investors, you have to get people to buy from you. It just, if you established, that's like, like anything, your first job, these things have strong effects on a person. I mean, you could end up getting knocked out of a business because you fail your first time. It's like what you said, right?
Like a young guy, like he bought up like a bunch of properties and like economy crashed and had to sell them all. And like my father was saying, like it's very, very bad for his reputation.
Right.
People aren't going to think he's like a stable guy.
Right, exactly. Right. So that's it. Now no one's going to buy from him anymore. No one's going to do business with him anymore. It's just these things are bad. And for him also, you can imagine the guy. I mean, like, it's certain going out on your first thing. It's
getting burned the first time. Yeah, like it creates a certain relationship to the area.
Right, exactly.
You want to have a healthy, positive relationship.
I mean, Max mentioned, he's asking a good question. I think he's saying, but these guys are high-level guys. But I think the answer is that this is psychological. These are deep psychological relationship to money and confidence. And, I mean, these are types of things which can be at a very high level, but it doesn't mean you're not immune from the normal psychological... It's not like imperfections. It's one thing if you say it's like he's about to hype or something. You know? I mean, this is just like your unconscious confidence and your fear, you know. I mean, it is an area which is highly contingent upon your unconscious types of forces, and you could be moved by this type of a thing, and you can't necessarily overcome it. I mean, you have to really get into the depths. You're not doing an Avera. It's just like, it's one thing you say to overcome an area of, a type of, but it doesn't mean to be a good businessman, you need these strong, good sort of psychological things. It doesn't mean every guy, every Amora or Tana is the right psyche to be able to be a good businessman. I mean, there's certain very delicate psychological factors involved in these types of things, and you have to be careful with them, and you have to be, you have to know, be honest with yourself, and you can't overestimate. He says, look, I'm a Tana, and look, me is Chasidos, I want to help the other people out, and that's it. You see, it's not true. He was not willing to budge. And they didn't hold that he should budge. And all that, he was willing to give it away. He was willing to give it as a gift. You see, it wasn't like the guy was being stingy or anything. He's willing to give it away. That would be fine. He would do that. But he was, but Rabba, Gidl, the one taking, because Son of Tana Sichia.
Separate idea.
It's a good question. What that idea is? What does that mean? So what's that? It's a pasuk in Mishlei, I think. It says Lo Yoilu. What's the strength? No, that's a different one. You can look at the pasuk. I mean, I was thinking about that. What's the idea there? So Tana Sichia. But look at the rest of the pasuk also. So I mean, to hate, you live. Someone who hates with gifts lives. One thing that's interesting is that you see Racha. Not only did Racha didn't want to use the field either, because he did hold that it was wrong, and he didn't want to be nana from this thing because he held it was. It was like Roy, he felt bad about it, and he did feel like it shouldn't be his. But he just, unfortunately, he got stuck that he couldn't sell it. It's interesting that he didn't want to use it, though. I mean, it is interesting. Apparently, he held that he would cater to his like, feeling of, like, ripping the... A certain part of the person that he, like, ripped off, he got rid of Gidl. Certain type of, like, that's the rishus, is to go mehapech and to go into the other guy's thing. And it could be that is what ended up happening. He didn't know about it, but for him to enjoy the field, it could be it would cater to that type of feeling. And he didn't want to do that. That would also be wrong. That would cater to his like aggressiveness towards Rav Gidl, because here Rav Gidl's out of field, and he took Rav Gidl's field. And for him to use it, it could be it's interesting that also he let it go. You know, but Rada did Racha Rav Gidl didn't want to take it either, and it's funny they just left it after. You know, it's good. It's good that it's hefker, because it's like, not only is it good that it's hefker for Talmidim, but it's like, you can imagine Talmidim who are using this field, are thinking about the ideas and the personalities of Rada and Rav Gidl.
Strong example.
Yeah, it's like an amazing experience to go hang out in this field, and the stories, telling the stories about it. I mean, these are like, you see, these are not ordinary people, you know. I mean, they're involved in, you know, different limudim in each one of these aspects of the thing. And imagine Rav Gidl is like, both of them. It's like, you know, Rav was bought, he's not using the field, you know, but he also shows the lesson, you don't just give it up. I mean, you have to be recognize your unconscious and you can't play games. And you see Rav Gidl is basically willing, you know, he's just not going to take the thing, even though the guy didn't give it to him. And in a certain sense, he has a taina, he could justify it, say, look, it was really mine, I should have gotten it. So look, he has to give it to me as a gift. That's because he's forced into doing it. But still, he wouldn't do it. It's a Rambam, by the way. If you look into it, you can look at the Rambam. It's quoted, I think, in the Gemara, right? Regidah l'nachas adachsev sentos yechiyah dalid. Yeah, it's the same time. Yid beis yitzayin. Yeah, it says something. The Rambam says something like Yivoteach b'Hashem, something like that. I mean, it's something, you know, I don't have a great idea about it, but I didn't think much about it. If you want to look at it, we talk about it or something.
You
know, so I believe next week we'll go to Samach Beis Amar Aleph. It's Sugya about Harmonam Akdash Liachash at this Gaia. So Dover Shlobal Olam.
What?
Be Makadis Dover Shlobal Olam. The Makna Dover Shlobal Olam. Samach Beis Amar Aleph.
Where is this?
It's Kiddushin, Samuch Beis Amar Aleph, in the middle of the Mishnah. Omer Lisha, start in the middle. We started this Mishnah,
okay.
I think. But Omer Lisha, Harim Mekdesh Li Lachasha Isgaya, Lachasha Tisgairi. Okay, you see the Gemara also about Chuma.
Where in the Mishnah?